Jasmine McLaughlin is an engineer in training with Northern Sunrise County. She joins us on the line today. Jasmine, thank you very much for joining us. The Science Olympics, they are happening this weekend in the Peace River region. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker, just comments on the fact that the Science Olympics are happening.
Yeah, we're really excited. COVID kind of slowed us down for a little bit, but we're back in action, and we have, I believe, 73 students, maybe 83 students signed up and ready to go this Saturday.
You yourself, you took part in the Science Olympics back in the day. How much fun was it taking part?
Yeah, I competed when I was in grade 12 in 2017. It was so much fun. I went with my entire physics class. We really got to do some amazing things together. We got to work together as a team outside of school and work on real-life problems, and it was really fun to just compete the whole day and meet other students around town.
The students that are participating this year, how much fun do you think they'll have this weekend?
They're going to have so much fun this weekend. We have a lot of great activities planned. Each one has something to do with real-world problems, and I think they're really going to enjoy using their brains and using engineering work in order to solve them.
For you, it is coming true. For them, it is, I'm thinking, is the possibility. Do you think these Science Olympics could maybe evolve into a potential career?
100%. I competed in grade 12, and I ended up going into civil engineering the following year. And I always think back to my time at the Science Olympics and how we're able to come up with solutions to real-world problems. And that's all engineers really do. And I think, you know, students will learn to really appreciate what engineers do and hopefully want to go into it when they're older.
When people come to the Science Olympics this weekend, what are the observers observing?
Well, there's going to be two different events, one for grade 7 through 9. They'll be competing in two events. One's called Garbage Island. The other one is Self-Propelling Vehicle. So they'll be watching students try to solve the problem of human waste in the ocean, as well as create cars that have good aerodynamics and can get the best displacement. For grades 10 to 12, they'll be doing events called My Pipes Are Leaking and the Parabolic Projectile Problem. For the pipes are leaking, they'll be dealing with oil pipelines leaking and have a struggle with budget. And the parabolic projectile problem, they'll be using a ramp to display max height for a skateboard trick.
Wow. Sounds complicated, yet it sounds easy. Which one do you think is the more true?
I think it's both, but that's the whole point of engineering, is we take these complicated problems and we're able to solve them using engineering tricks.
How much are people in awe of an event like this? I know you're going to be volunteering there, having past experience, but how much are people in awe when they observe things like this?
It's amazing. The students only have 1 hour to create their items in order to solve these problems, and the things they can accomplish in 1 hour is just amazing. And they can really solve some real-world problems in just an hour with just some cardboard and tape.
Cardboard and tape, wow. If life was only that easy, holy mackerel. As I say, you yourself participated way back when, and now you're volunteering for this year's Science Olympics. What is it that you're going to be involved in?
I'll be hosting the Garbage Island event, which is the human waste in the ocean. So my students will have to try and create a device that will be able to pull in human waste from the ocean without interrupting animals, so they can't take eggs or animals out of the garbage island, and they cannot go out into the ocean. So it's a challenge that even real-world engineers have not been able to solve quite yet.
How much are you looking forward to it from your volunteering perspective and from for the Science Olympics itself?
I'm very excited to see what the students come up with and their ideas on how they're going to solve these problems. And I'm really excited to see all the people out there and cheer on our local students and hopefully encourage some people to go into engineering.
Jasmine McLaughlin is an engineer in training with Northern Sunrise County, who is participating in these Science Olympics that are coming up this weekend. Jasmine, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Keith.